Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming back in on Sports Talk, WWLAMFM.com, and the Odyssey app, Jeff Nowak, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. We talked a lot about Saints minicap. We're going to take a right turn, and we're going to head over to Omaha. I guess that maybe it would have been a left turn. I don't know.
Well, he's a living legend. I know that. Todd Walker is a living legend.
Yes.
If you follow LSU baseball, professional baseball, Todd Walker's as good as it gets. I'm not just saying that because he's here.
We should tell people. He is on the line. We do have Todd
Walker.
This is not just Todd Walker is great hour, but we will hear from him on the Okanar Joe's Talking text line. Todd, SEC Network baseball analyst, former MLB and LSU infielder. How you doing? How you doing tonight, Todd?
Thank you guys for that great intro. I'm doing good. Can you hear me okay? Yeah.
Well, and Todd's a great pickleball player with his son. Listen, I love the best of the best. And all I know is, if you look at an individual's career, the Louisiana background, and look, Todd Walker can be, he could play it fair, and he's not just going to be an LSU homer, and he'll call it right. But I'm telling you, what he did in an LSU baseball uniform as a major leaguer speaks volumes. Now, I'm just tooting your horn. I'm just telling you a fact. That's a fact, Todd. And now you'll be able to stay around baseball in the game. I know you got to love it.
Well, thank you, Bobby. I know you know that you're one of my favorites, too, man. I mean, was I like 3 years old when you were playing for the Saints? Something like that. But I'm getting old, man. I'm getting old. But, man, I appreciate it so much. And, we've got a good one to look forward to this year. I was just talking to somebody a few days ago about the field and, mid-majors now making an impact and everything that's going on in college baseball. We thought it was about to be dominated by NIL and the transfer portal without penalty, but it's replaced by, these mid-majors that play as a team. They're unselfish. The three-hole will butt in the second inning for you. They'll run through a big up wall. They love each other. And that's not to say that powerhouses like LSU and Arkansas don't. But it's you're just seeing that, when we talk about chemistry and baseball and just playing together as a group, that it's showing up for teams like UTSA and Little Rock, who gave LSU a run, and Utah Valley, and all these teams that, had great years, and they're not getting paid anything. First question they don't ask their coaches, how much are you going to pay me? They're just there to play.
Now, Todd, look, we all focused on, boy, can LSU get past Arkansas? I think if they could do that, they have a great chance to win. I think Arkansas maybe, I don't know, the pitching staff, they still can maybe weather the storm and come out of the losing bracket. But to me, the hottest team in the nation, Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, You look at they won the championship in 2016. I believe they've now won, 23 straight games, have the nation's best winning percentage. But they're now built on their versatility, their pitching and defense. You know, it's like, they can outscore you. Boy, they went to Auburn and kicked that ass. Look at Auburn. Auburn think they could do something, and they hosted a Super Regional for the first time under their 10th-year coach, Butch Thompson. They said not so fast, Auburn Tigers. And look at the success Auburn had against LSU. So watch out for Coastal Carolina. That's what I think.
100%. And baseball is made up of pitching. Like, that's how you win championships, especially in the national championship. So the stat is, over the last 25 years, you have to have a 4.5 ERA or lower as a team in order to even have a chance to win the national championship. That's what these guys have had over the last, decade. And so right now, that puts Murray State, Arizona, and Louisville out of it because they've got ERAs up over 5.
Todd, you're kind of going in and out, but see if we can still have this good connection with you, hopefully. But you look at, the Pac-12.
Todd's not on the line.
Oh, Todd's on the line. We got to call back Todd.
No, we will. We're going to get him back. You know, I still Murray State is still fascinating to me. I
mean, oh, without a doubt.
Like, their stadium, the coach mows the grass. They fit 800 people.
The more you could do, right, Jeff?
We got Todd back on the line, and we're just talking about Murray State, and I'm curious about your take on Murray State, because it's a fascinating story to me when you look at the background of that program and their stadium fits about 800 people in it. We saw more than 800 people at a Saints practice today. What are your thoughts on Murray State? It feels like the underdog of underdogs.
And Todd, like Jeff was saying, the coach is cutting the grass.
Yeah, I read that today. And, look, they come out of the Missouri Valley Conference. Now, they've come under the radar, that conference, because for the last 5 years, they have sent team to a super regional, which means they won their regional. So the Missouri Valley Conference is not a pushover, but nobody has paid attention. And now Murray State comes out of it and actually wins a super, and now they're in the College World Series. They hit .308 as a team, 75 home runs. The OPS is .928. The offense is really good for Murray State. They had the kid on last night that hit 2 home runs in that game, which basically won the game for them. The staff ERA is 5.2. So like I mentioned, you're not going to get away with that, I don't think, at this level with 8 teams remaining. Dan Skirkin, his 7th year, has done a fantastic job. They play good defense, only 45 errors in 60 games. So they won the tournament and the regular season of the Missouri Valley Conference. So they're for real, and that conference is for real.
Now, Todd, everything kind of the SEC, the ACC, the SEC kind of flamed out, you'd say, in the regionals. No surprise with LSU and Arkansas. But then the ACC kind of flamed out in the super regionals. Somebody had to win between Louisville and Miami to go to Omaha. But to me, how about this? And that's good baseball. Way back, the ghost of the Pac-12. The legacy of the Pac-12 was still alive and well. You look at Oregon State, Arizona, and UCLA now in the Super Regional. Now going to Omaha beyond the Super Regional. But you look at Arizona, and they're now in the Big 12. It's hard to – I don't know. I still think Pac-12. And I'm looking at UCLA now in the Big 10. Going to the College World Series, watch out for UCLA. I would say in California, they would have more people at a protest than a UCLA baseball game. Like when you see what's going on in LA right now. They have a few hundred people, and do they really care about UCLA baseball? But watch out how that team plays. But I'm just looking at Oregon State, Arizona, and UCLA. It's no longer the Pac-12, but they didn't forget how to play baseball.
Bobby, I was just in L.A. last weekend. I stayed at the Intercontinental. I don't know if you've seen that. You drive up and they say, all right, check-in's on the 70th floor, 70. And to the riots and everything that's going on down there, I was kind of happy to be up that high. But I was in L.A. to watch UCLA play. You're right. John Savage will tell you the Big Ten was not the same as the Pac-12. And, of course, Oregon and UCLA tied for first in the regular season of the Big Ten. UCLA is real, man. Those two guys on the left side of the infield, the third baseman and the shortstop, Rock Chalowski, and Roman playing third base. Both have cannons on the left side of the infield, kind of like Bobby Hebert. But they can kick it, man. And Chalowski's got 23 home runs. The defense is as good as it gets in the country for UCLA. They've got starters that pitch to contact, which means they don't get a lot of swing and misses, but they do throw strikes. But their lightning comes out of the bullpen. That's where they've got the 97, 98 mile an hour fastballs. And offensively, UCLA has scored about 10 runs a game over the last five games. So the regional, super regional, they've averaged 10 runs a game. So the offense has shown up. UCLA's for real. Arizona's kind of an underdog coming into this thing. I don't know how well they're going to fare. They're one of those three teams in Omaha that has that elevated team ERA.
Right.
But Chip Hale, I played with. He was a coach. He is the coach at Arizona. I played with him in Minnesota. He was an infielder. He knows the game. And then Oregon State, Mitch Canham, played for Oregon State when they won it two times in a row, 2005, 2006, as a catcher. Now he's the head coach. Right after they won it in 2018, he took over for Pat Casey. Oregon State's always good, so they're going to compete.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You know, Todd, I'm going to hop in here and ask you about the LSU-Arkansas rematch. And I just want to get your thoughts because it feels like we're heading towards a battle of ace lefties in the Southpaws with Zach Root for Arkansas and Cade Anderson for LSU. I remember we talked to you kind of leading up into that series back in early May when LSU took 2-3. And that was all the kind of rage was Zach Root versus Cade Anderson, two all-SEC performers. I just wanted to get your thoughts on both of those guys because we could potentially be in for a pitching duel on Saturday night in Omaha.
Yeah, and, you know, we always point to what happened in the regular season. It makes zero difference. LSU beat Arkansas 2-3 in Baton Rouge, so the fact that they were at home kind of nullifies that whole thing. Now they're both on the road, neutral, in Omaha. Zach Root pitched against Cade Anderson in game one in Baton Rouge. Arkansas had a 4-2 lead in the sixth, I think, and then LSU came back and then, of course, walked them off in the 10th. And then 10 run them the next day. And then Arkansas wins game three. So that's what you're dealing with. And what that told me is these are basically two even teams. I mean, it's going to come down to somebody makes an error in a bad spot or somebody gets a key base hit in this game on Saturday night. But it's going to be fun to watch. Arkansas is one of the best offenses in the country. They can throw seven 300 hitters at you, seven double-digit home run guys at you. And for LSU, offensively, they've been in and out. You guys have seen that. I think the key is to keep Derek Curiel off the bases. And, of course, he pitched seventh, the other day. So now they've moved him down the lineup. And then keep Jared Jones out of spots where he can damage you. So, in other words, keep Jared Jones away from hitting a three-run homer or getting a chance because he's a stud in that lineup. Not that they don't have better hitters in that lineup because they do. Dickinson's for real. Monster Milam, you know, can have his moments. But I think those are the keys. You know, if you're Arkansas, you're trying to keep Curiel off the bases, which this will be a lefty-lefty matchup. Curiel, left-handed hitter, facing Root. and that's tough. But this is a battle, man. It's a heavyweight bout. I mean, it's just going to come down to something at the end of the game. It's going to be close.
You know, Todd, I'm curious where you land on this. You know, what would you say are some of the necessary elements of a team that can get through the bracket and actually win the College World Series? I've seen people say, hey, you need at least two legit starters. You need bullpens. You need guys who can, you know, put up runs and manufacture runs. You don't see a ton of home runs in Omaha. I'm just curious where you land on that. Like, what do you think is kind of the special sauce for a team to actually get through this thing?
It's all pitching, like I said at the beginning of this thing. It's all pitching. So LSU's got two of the best, not only in the conference, in SEC, but in the country. So they've got – and I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't throw Ians in against Arkansas just because, you know, Cade Anderson had that first night and maybe they save him for a better matchup the second game against UCLA. They play the winner of UCLA. Whoever wins that game plays the winner of UCLA and Murray State. So I don't know how they will line it up. The good news for Jay Johnson is he doesn't lose anything really by throwing Ianson instead of Kay Anderson. So he's got options is all I'm saying. But the key to your question is pitching. And I would have said up until 2 years ago that you got to have pitching depth. But remember, LSU walked in 2023 with not a lot of pitching depth. I mean, they had Paul Skeens and the rest of them and Todd Floyd. But after that, they really didn't have much, and those guys just showed up, and everybody in the bullpen pitched well, and they lost the game, and where they had to come through the loser's bracket, and, you know, guys just did well. And so you never can predict that stuff. But it's starting pitching and pitching depth, really. I mean, you don't have to bash out 12 hits to win a baseball game. You just got to get hits in the right moments. But that's why I point to Arkansas having that many good hitters, because there's just so many bullets they can beat you with. Like, if one guy's having a bad day, the other guy picks you up, you know. And, again, I think pitching is the main thing. And, of course, you got to catch the ball. But in this field, everybody's good defensively. Like, there's nobody in there that just really, you know, hasn't had a good year defensively. And most, like, out of the eight teams, five of them are 300-hitting teams as a team. And the other three are 285 or better. So you got good offenses. You got good defenses. The pitching is what's going to separate, you know, some of these groups. I think Arkansas and LSU have two of the best staffs in the field.
You know, Todd, Bobby, Steve, and I made the trip out to Alec Box for Saturday's game where they put up 16 runs. And I think the one thing that was really on display this past weekend for both games against West Virginia for this LSU team was Jay Johnson's offensive philosophy. And getting those free passes, earning walks, the plate discipline, the hit-by-pitches also helped. I think, you know, they had 9 walks, I think, in that first game, but they almost had like half a dozen hit-by-pitches. And then when you're just getting all these free passes, eventually some of these bats are going to get the clutch hit. You know, just happened to be home runs in Alec Box this past weekend.
Grand slam.
A couple of them. A 3-run shot. You know, the ball was flying out, Todd. It looked like a few of those off the bat were just going to be a routine flyout. And then we're just looking at it and like, oh, it found the seats. That's a grand slam. Yeah. It's incredible. But just Jay Johnson's offensive philosophy, getting his guys to be really disciplined at the plate and earn those free passes to kind of set up those big hits.
As a hitter, the more pitches you see from a pitcher, the better set up you are. So I always thought it was a hitter's advantage the more you see pitches, not only for that at bat, but for the rest of the game. So clearly when you're patient, that makes a difference. LSU walked 11 Little Rock hitters that game that Little Rock beat them on Sunday to force the Monday game 7. So that would be part of what I was talking about, you know, pitching and how much it shows up in Omaha, is if you start walking guys, you're going to lose. If you kick the ball around, you hit some guys, you're going to lose. So really, when you start talking pitching, the main thing I'm talking about, not necessarily strikeouts, it's how many free passes you give up. And I guarantee if you look at the end of games, almost always the team that gave up the most free passes and the team that lost their starter the earliest is the team that got beat. And so that's going to be key, is throwing strikes. And when I talk about pitching staffs, Arkansas and LSU, also UCLA. UCLA doesn't walk a whole lot of guys. They're not going to kick the ball around. And so that whoever wins LSU-Arkansas that next game, most likely UCLA, who has to play Murray State first round, that's going to be a heavyweight bout also, because I went and saw UCLA firsthand, and I would have known, to your point, that they were as good as they were until I saw them myself. They're pretty legit, and Coastal's right there with them, but they're on the other side of the bracket.
Yeah. Now, Todd, when I look at, like, the history of baseball and how popular it is, and, you know, it's on all the ESPN networks, whether it's ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, ESPN News. You get to watch the games and the exposure. So you look at, like, coaches and who gets credit. You look at Ron Polk, Mississippi State, Skip Bertman. And then you look at transition like Paul Maneri and now Jay Johnson. What can you tell the folks? Because you're on SEC Network and all that, part of ESPN and all that. But what can you tell the folks? Boy, so close but so far about Dave Van Horn. His 23rd year as a coach. If you look at the Razorbacks, have a nation-leading, well over 380 wins since the 2017 season. We all know in the 2018 championship, come on, catch the foul ball, and then you're a champion. But what can you tell the folks about Dave Van Horn and what he's been through and what he means to Arkansas baseball?
Well, just the longevity shows you all you need to know. Chris Lemonis won a national championship 6 years ago, 5 years ago. He's already been fired. So I think now, like when you start talking about coaches in the SEC, longevity says everything, you know, about how you conduct yourself, how your teams are doing. Dave Van Horn seems to put teams together that win every year. Like, they don't have these big up and downs like Mississippi State does. You know, they're always first, second, third in the league. It's a credit to Dave Van Horn. In most cases in baseball, when you look to the players, he clearly makes a difference as a coach. Like you mentioned, never won it. There's only three teams in this field that have never won it. Arkansas is one of them. Murray State, of course. But, you know, I secretly pull for Dave Van Horn because he deserves it. Arkansas feels a little bit like the Buffalo Bills. Right. But I don't know, man. This is a new year. It's a new team. They've got the best offense. It's going to show up in Omaha. They hit 313 as a group, 125 home runs, 124, something like that. They got the best player probably in the country other than Rock Chalowski from UCLA in Vahiva Aloy. Their shortstop was the SEC Player of the Year. They had to make a change at second base because Souza got hurt, so now Kuzul's there. But outside of that, they've been fairly healthy. They got Gage Wood back. They got Parker Coyle back out of the bullpen. Arkansas, if they can't get it done this year, man, I don't know if they ever will, because they're as set up as they've ever been.
Yeah, my one prediction for this College World Series is that LSU and Arkansas are going to end up playing more than once. That's
good logic.
True. Although UCLA's right there too, I'm telling you, UCLA's legit.
Gotcha. Well, Todd Walker, SEC Network baseball analyst, former MLB and LSU infielder. Thanks so much for the time, man. Enjoy the games.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
All right, guys. You too. Thank you, guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.